This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Do buy your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook online, willag.org, or by calling this number, 800-898-1065. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today. Let's check in again with you on what you think conditions are like in South America, Argentina in particular. Have they changed much since we last talked?
Since we last talked, deterioration in crop conditions and field conditions has certainly occurred. We have depleted topsoil moisture. Subsoil moisture is extremely low, running short to very short in most of the production areas with the exception of Cordoba. And the temperatures have been very warm. It hasn't been quite as hot as we were expecting this week, and that's probably the biggest plus, I suppose. But the crops have been seriously stressed and still are and will be for another day or two. We do expect some showers and thunderstorms to develop Thursday night going into Friday and on into actually early Sunday morning across a fair amount of the country. Almost everybody will get some rain. However, the amounts are going to be varied from location to location, and the amount of relief that will occur will also vary. So we're expecting Cordoba, which has been the best crop-producing state, I think, at least this year. The conditions there have been certainly the most favorable, and they will recover most quickly because the crops haven't been stressed there nearly as long. So they're going to be real good real quick. But in neighboring areas in Santa Fe and parts of Buenos Aires and Entre Rios, these provinces will likely continue to experience ongoing stress until the rains arrive. And then the rain is probably going to be a little disappointing. I think there's going to be enough there to moisten up the topsoil and give the crop a little bit of a boost. But we go right back into dry weather Monday through Thursday and maybe even Friday of next week, and the temperatures will warm back up a little bit. So I'm not convinced that the relief is going to be anything more than temporary, and follow-up rain in the second weekend of the two-week outlook between the 16th and the 19th is probably going to be extremely important for at least trying to keep these crops afloat without any further decline.
The ticket evaporation rates are really high because the temperatures have been really high.
That's true. We are going to cool significantly, though, with this rain event. The highs in the south will drop down to the 70s. The north will be in the 80s and lower 90s, and that's down from 90s and lower 100s. So it will be better in that sense. But next week, we'll be back into the middle 80s through the middle 90s. So we will get the evaporation rate back up once again.
We've been talking about counterbalancing the losses or potential losses in Argentina with a very good crop in Brazil. Is it still on pace?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. There is definitely an area in Brazil that has become way too wet. This is outside the major production areas from Mato Grosso down to Sao Paulo and Paraná. It's mostly the northeasternmost part of Mato Grosso and then into neighboring areas of Bahia and Minas Gerais and Goiás. And those particular states are extremely wet right now, but they will go through a period of drying as we go over the next 7 days, and that'll improve the situation there. In the meantime, the best harvest and crop maturation conditions have been in the interior south of Brazil in the past week, and those areas are going to start seeing a little more rainfall. So the field pace will probably start to slow a little bit. I do not expect to see any serious issues with quality, but of course the big push right now is to get those soybeans out of the field so that second season crop can get put in. And we will see that advance. It's just going to have a little slower pace to it for a while.
We'll check in on one other trouble spot around the planet. It happens to be here in the United States with the hard red winter wheat crop. The condition has been really poor. As reported by USDA, what do you see?
It's been 114 days since it's rained at Amarillo, Texas, and 118 days since they had more than 0.05 of an inch. That area will see measurable precipitation this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. However, measurable is not enough. The moisture is probably going to run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 0.2 of an inch, maybe 0.3 in a couple of counties, and that's as good as it gets. Now, there's going to be some follow-up precipitation that comes along next week, and it's probably not going to be much better than that. The bottom line is we end the prolonged period without rain, but we do not start to really fix the moisture deficits, and drought will prevail there. Eventually, in late February and early March, we'll go back into a dry and warm bias, and we'll have to wait until sometime in mid to late March for the next round of beneficial moisture.
Thanks so much, and we appreciate you being with us for the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. He's in Kansas City. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.